So I just, you know, he couldn't catch me, so I ran out. I would love to say to you, I remember watching Dobie Gillis when I was a kid, but I'd be a bigger liar than even some of you think. Well, you don't think I know things? Come on. You don't get this job without having some sense about what people are hiding. Bev Hansen's here, and after I realized that, you know, she's a former colleague and all, I reminded her that being here does not assure you of ever voting for anything that Bev is doing. And immediately two other lobbyists walked out. I'd gotten a message. You know, you travel a lot, I know that. It's been documented by a lot of people. I don't leave my zip code, so I've never had an opportunity to go anywhere with you. But I do remember getting a message from Aaron, my chief of staff, saying that you were in Azerbaijan. And I thought, oh my God, because the letters are, you know, I haven't seen that word in print. And I thought, God, the feds are hacking into my, my email again. But Aaron assured me that there was such a place, and then you brought a bunch of them here, which served two purposes. It did validate that there is Azerbaijan, and it also made Joe Simeon really nervous because his folks are right next door, and it hasn't been a warm, fuzzy relationship, not unlike, you know, our Democratic-Republican stuff here. I want to, there's probably a lot that I could say and be repetitive, and I'm not going to be. I want to say that I want to be part of your firm. 15% would be fine with me, and I would be happy to do anything you'd like me to do. And I'll sign a contract. I'll sign a contract. I know what those are worth. But I want to say more than anything, Sheila, that, you know, people have lauded you for your intelligence. You know, you get that when the doctor slaps you on your ass. I mean, you either are or you aren't smart. God gave you you're a tremendously gifted person. But a lot of people have talents that, as they show in the Bible, that get buried. The difference is someone who is willing to work hard, be tenacious, have principle, and the courage to stand by those principles when it doesn't appear that people are going to go in your direction. And I think that's what makes you an extraordinary legislator. And it appears to me that of the times that we have now stood up here and said goodbye to some people who are eminently suited to many things, you are uniquely suited to be a legislator. And it's really a shame that in the prime of your career, and I can see you going on for a long time, in the prime of your career now, we have to put you into some other milieu. And good for them, bad for us. But we need to remind ourselves that when we are the elders of this state government, that what we are losing because of term limits are people like Sheila, or maybe Sheila, who really are able to protect the values that we keep extolling about this great state of California. And I was thinking that, you know, if you were in the military, we would watch planes fly over with one out of formation, a vacancy there. Because it just feels like, and I feel, Fran better ask to have her chairs changed when she comes in the winter, because it really feels like a gap is gonna be there. And how people feel about you, what they are stimulated by, what they'll remember, all comes down to this. We're going to lose you, and as wonderful as you are and have been, no one's going to replace you. And I'm sorry for that. Come forward, dear. Now, it wouldn't be, it certainly wouldn't be appropriate to not have some prop to use with Sheila. And even though she does not imbibe, I do. And so I just want to say, from the land of my forefathers, Chandani. She will now get even.
Well, I love being feted. I mean, I can't tell you, it just hasn't even gone on long enough. Any of you who've been in my office and know that I even hung up the award I got in the third grade high enough so you can't tell that's what it is, knows that, I really love this. Very much like Sally Field, you know, it's like you want to say, they like me, they really like me. So I want to begin with my gratitudes, because everyone who is termed out, everyone who's not termed out, everyone who ever makes a speech must always, always first talk about their staff. I feel like I've been kind of an anchor person, you know. They write the news, they print the news, they hand it to me, they put me in the right chair, they say, it's time. And then I read it, you know, and get the Oscars. So I want to thank, first, my district office staff, many of whom came up here for this party, for this celebration. The first person I ever hired actually taught at junior high school with my sister, whom I will say a few words about in a minute, but Laura Plotkin, my second hire, Lori Newman, Emily Gold, Steve Lane, Hilda is here, Robin, who is my press flack, couldn't make it, it's her birthday, and asked to be excused, and I said, yeah, that's much more important. But to my district office staff, with apologies to everybody else, the absolute best in the state, thank you so very much for all you've done for the 23rd. And then, of course, there's the best staff in the building. Again, apologize to all of you. I know you love your staff. But, I mean, Carol Walsh, when I was first interviewing people for chief of staff, I came down to a choice between two people. I've told this story mostly to make myself look foolish so that you understand how wonderful Carol is. And I interviewed these two people, and one of them was a fast talker, and every time, you know, we were exchanging ideas, come right back to me. I couldn't even finish a sentence. And so I was being advised by my very good friend Donna Brownsey, who's here, by Sarah McCarthy, who was working for Diane Watson, and by Tricia Wynn, who's still working for Bill Lockyer, about who to pick. And I told them, well, I've got these two candidates. You know, this one is very fast, very sharp, coming right back to me, you know, fast as I go. And then Carol Walsh, I don't know, she thinks before she answers me. And they looked at me and went, and your point? So I am very, 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 very proud that my chief of staff, Carol Walsh, has been with me all 14 years, and of course will be retiring. So thank you, Carol. You absolutely made me the member that I am. The rest of my Capitol staff, you've heard an awful lot about the gay and lesbian bills, but they would have been nothing, nowhere, and never without Jen Richard, who was my first assembly fellow and has been in the office for 14 years, from fellow to staff to more staff to more important staff to better staff to legislative director to everybody goes to Jen and asks her what she wants to official photographer. So, and still she looks 18 years old. So Jennifer, thank you for all of that. Thank you to Tam and John who are watching. I don't know which camera we're on. I should know because that was my old job. Who are watching from Berkeley. Thank you so much for the work that you did. Sarah Rogers, who's been the world's most fabulous health staff and started out as second assistant secretary in a select committee on, I don't know what, international relations. Monica, my wonderful scheduler, whose mother has just passed away and isn't here today. Kathy Cruz, who's probably worked for 117 people in the building, all with distinction, and thanking you so much. Mia and John Tran, my Capitol staff, the Natural Resources and Water staff, who is, I think, the best of any state in the union. The health staff, health committee staff in the Senate who's here, assembly judicial staff, many of whom are here. I saw Saskia and Drew and probably some others that I'm missing, Dan Pone back there. It is the thing that makes you able to be the person that you are. Eric Astakhan, who has staffed the LGBT caucus, but before that was so basic to it. My former staff, Valerie Vesci, who was an absolute dynamite scheduler. You heard about the water bill that I'm very, very proud of. Cyrus Devers, who's gone over to the dark side, but he's here. Bethany, Eric Dowdy, all of you who really were contributors to sort of what people have said today. To the sergeants, to Tony, to Ron Payne, to the desk, the garage, to the TV folks, to everybody at Rules, to everyone who allows us to do our work. But most of all, really, to my colleagues. I had no idea, no idea, and I know I've heard this from many of you as well. When I came up here, I would find the best friends of my life. Because I already knew that I was blessed in being able to come here because my sister, my only sibling, my wonderful Judge Jerry Borak, my little sister, who's here with me, by some blessing from God, she had got into UC Davis Law School, had both her kids while she was in that law school, and lived in Davis, and I was bereft. I was in LA with no sister. And she was very far away. And then I was elected. And for 14 years, every Sunday night, I've gotten to have dinner with my family here in Sacramento. And that was blessing number one. Blessing number two is finding a job, and Don said it absolutely right, finding a job that allows you to use every piece of yourself that you ever developed, that you ever valued, and not only to use it, but to actually let it grow. You don't actually have a job mostly in your life that calls upon you to demonstrate integrity, that calls upon you every day to demonstrate if you have intelligence, that calls upon you to allow you to use your passion in your job. I mean, I know that there are advocates who feel that they get to do it, but this job is very, very special. And it's very special because it's also extremely intimate. You know, Jim Batten was talking about this the other day and how things were when we came in together with Mike. It was really screwed up. And yet, we got through it because we talked to each other, we listened to each other, we tried to understand what we were going through and what we had to build together. And I don't know, frankly, if I'll ever have a job that allows me to use, frankly, Zelda. You know, the hail fellow well-met person that's inside me that wants to slap everybody on the back and shake their hands. The love that I feel for people, the intimacy that we've had, we've gone through deaths in the families, loss of children, loss of spouses, certainly loss of parents, including mine. We've gone through divorces, marriages, children, grandchildren, being at each other's hospital beds. You know, people say to me, well, do you know Roy Ashburn? Have you ever met him? Like they don't understand we work in the same room twice a week. You know, one room, and a very special room. Because what we do impacts 38 million people. So I want to thank you all so much. My colleagues in the assembly, the girlfriend's dinner every Tuesday night, thanks to Patty Berg, that's why Bev Hansen's here. And she's been our good friend all along. Just to all of you, I feel like I've also been able to express the affection and the love I really do feel for so many of you. It's, you know, it's just not phony. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to have a job where you get to love America, get to love your state, get to love the people in your state, get to love the people that you work with, you get to love your colleagues, you get to love your family because they happen to be in the same town. Well, of course, I would love you anyway. And you get to love your life. So I will miss you all, and I will keep in touch, and I thank you very, very much for this tribute. Thanks.
There is a reception following the dismissal of in room 211. And without objection, AB 2871, file item 281, will be referred to the Rules Committee. There's also a dedication ceremony immediately following session out on the back park where we're dedicating a tree, a natural something or other, native plant garden as opposed to something that was artificial, and you're more than welcome to attend that if you're as well, although I'm going to eat your sandwiches if you do. Senator Simidian.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the request of the author, I'd like to ask that AB 2472 by Mr. Laird be removed from inactive. It is currently file A44. Removed from inactive, please.
Without objection, Senator Corbett.
I understand we may not be doing adjourn in the memories this
That's
week.
That's correct.
Jack Smith.
Just put it up and, yeah. We can do it. We'll do it something tomorrow or Friday. Yes. Senator Lowenthal.
At the request of the author, please remove file item A42, AB 218 from the inactive file.
Without objection, Senator Scott.
Please lift the call on item 149, Senate Bill 1171.
File item 149, please post. Call the absentees.
Honestead. Cogdill, Migdon, Negretta McLeod, Parada,
aye.
Parada, aye. Runner, Vincent.
Ayes 21, noes 13. The amendments are concurred with. I want to announce that the Senate will be in session through the end of the month, August 31st. If work is concluded prior to that time, so much the good, but there had been some question about whether or not we'd be finishing early, and with over 500 bills pending, there's no sense in kidding ourselves. So we will be in session every day this week, on the call of the chair on the weekend, and every day next week. And with that, unless there's anything further to come before the House, we will be in adjournment until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Gentlemen, Sheila James Kuhl is in the house.